Well, Australia is cutting back direct flights from India by 30%. The government also says it'll reduce the number of repatriation flights for stranded Australians coming in from India by a similar amount. And travel from Australia to India will be further restricted as India experiences an explosion of coronavirus cases, driving its hospital system to the brink of collapse. We'll get a first-hand account from Delhi in a moment. But let's get more on Australia's travel decisions with political reporter Cameron Gooley. Hi, Cameron. Just explain these changes about travel from and to India in a bit more detail for us, please.
Good afternoon, Linda. Well, look, Scott Morrison says the decision to reduce the flights from India was agreed to at today's National Cabinet meeting. We know India is struggling with its most recent wave of COVID-19, so it recorded 314,000 cases in the past 24 hours alone. It's also been having an impact on some of the state's different hotel quarantine facilities around Australia, with more cases identified in returned travellers from the country. The Prime Minister says the decision made by National Cabinet today will affect countries designated as high risk going forward, so today in particular referring to India. He says government chartered flights to the NT will be reduced by 30%. Direct flights to Sydney will also be reduced to 30%, Sydney being the only city actually receiving flights from India directly. The government's also going to seek to set up agreements with other countries to make sure people who've transited via high-risk places like India get a PCR test 3 days before getting on a flight to Australia. So, for example, if someone comes to Australia from India via ports like Singapore. Now, Scott Morrison denies we're abandoning our citizens who are stuck overseas, and he also denies that this announcement demonstrates a lack of confidence in our hotel quarantine system. Here's what he had to say a little earlier.
No, it doesn't reflect any lack of confidence in that at all. It reflects the fact that we're in the middle of a global pandemic that is raging, and Australia has been successful throughout this pandemic, working together with the states and territories to have very effective border arrangements. Countries that didn't follow that practice have found themselves in the situation they're in. Australians are living like few others anywhere else in the world, and we take those border arrangements very seriously. And so this is a way of managing that risk. We have seen the proportion of total cases from that one particular cohort rise from around 10% to 40% of cases. Now, that's not something we could ignore.
The Prime Minister there. So, Cameron, this isn't just a one-way decision, is it? It's going to affect travel to India as well.
That's right, Linda. The government says travel from Australia to countries designated as high risk going forward will be further restricted. So this means departures to India from now on will only be granted by Home Affairs in exceptional circumstances. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says our system going forward will be inspired by the UK government's red list system, but we won't actually be using the same countries on that particular list.
OK, thanks very much, Cameron. Cameron Gooley, our reporter in Canberra.